Yesterday, let's review quickly what we did yesterday, because we need to review yesterday in order to do today. We're on Beis Amud Beis, for those of you keeping score at home, and if you're not, you should be. And yesterday we had a steer between two Mishnayos. As one set of Mishnayos, there was such a notion as Muksa, that the Stam opinion, which we always want to align like Beis Hillel, told us that you can't touch the bones and the peels on the table, L'cheret is Muksa. And the case by Yamtif, what was the case by Yamtif? That there was a Stam... What? They were more strict by Yom Tov than they were by Shabbos. Correct. By Shabbos, Beis Hillel allowed, the Stam Mishnah allowed you to shake things up. And by Shabbos, we were less strict. And where we said, we pasuk that you're allowed to cut the gourds and the carcasses to feed your dogs. And we weren't concerned about Muksa. So by Shabbos, we were much more makel than we were by Yom Tov. Excuse me, the case by Yom Tov, now I'm remembering, is that you're chopping wood. The Tanakhama says you could chop wood, even though it was set aside for a building. So the Gemara then asks, we're now going to ask the following, Michtei, we're now on line 4 on Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to pose the question. Michtei, hold the phone. That's what Michtei means, right? If you want an English translation for the Michtei means, slow down. Right? Man sas me lemas nisen. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Who's the one who's the Stam Mishnah author? So the Gemara says, it is the opinion of Rebbe. So he asks, Maishna b'Shabbos, why by Shabbos? The Stam Mishnah is Kirib Shimon, parentheses, who doesn't hold of Muksa? Maishna b'Yomtiv, and why is it by Yomtiv? The Stam Lon Kirib Yehuda, we Stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who does hold of Muksa. Meaning, if Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah here, and Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah here, but Rebbe is the one who's bringing the Stam Mishnah in both places. Why one place is there Muksa, one place there's no Muksa? So what's the fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's counterintuitive. Listen to this. Amrei, Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Dechamiri, Shabbos is more Machmir. Why? Because a couple of examples. Number one, the punishment is more severe by Shabbos. There's Skila. Number two, by Yom Tov we have certain dispensations, i.e. you're allowed to cook, right? Okay, also, there's another by Shabbos, if I violate five avos at the same action, I bring five korbanos. By Yom Tov, only one korban. So Shabbos, dechamiri, since Shabbos, we're sittering, it's so chamor, says the Gemara, lo asi lezulzule, we're not going to come and desecrate it. And zulzul means degrade it. That's a good word, thank you. Lo asi lezulzule. So therefore, therefore, we're not so concerned about Muksa. Meaning, we don't have to put up a fence. Since Muksa is a Durabana, we don't have to put up a fence when it comes to Muksa. But Yom Tov to kill, but Yom Tov, which is Mekel, and I gave you all of those dispensations we have by Yom Tov already, one might come to desecrate it and degrade it. Therefore, we're going to say Mestam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda, and go l'chumrah. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to go back to what Rav Nachman said earlier. Remember yesterday, we had a discussion about a beitza shenolda v'yamtif. We had a beitza that was born in yamtif. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it, and Beis Hillel says you can't eat it. Rav Nachman says we're dealing here with a tarnagol that is made to have eggs. And the reason why that... And according to Rav Nachman, yesterday we said what? That Rav Nachman says, whoever holds of Muksa holds of Nolad, whoever holds of doesn't hold of Nolad doesn't hold of Muksa. And it came out, according to Rav Nachman, the answer to the way he learned the Mishnah, I'm just trying to read Rav Nachman inside. So Rav Nachman says, whoever holds of Muksa holds of Nolad, whoever doesn't hold of Nolad doesn't hold of Muksa. And therefore, Beis Shammai is of the opinion, there's no Muksa, no Nolad, and Beis Hillel is of the opinion, there is Muksa, there is Nolad. And that's why Beis Hillel doesn't allow you to eat the egg, and that's why Beis Shammai allows you to eat the egg. So he says the following. According to Rav Nachman, so he asks the following, B'mayu kimta, what are we establishing it? B'tarni go to omedes lagadol beitzim. It's talking about a chicken that is meant to develop eggs, which means the chicken is Muksa. And mishum Muksa. And that's why Beis Hillel doesn't allow it. He says, Ihachi, why are you talking about the egg? What should we be talking about? The chicken. Why are we hacking about the egg? The chicken is muksa also. tell me that according to Beis Hillel, the chicken is usher, according to Beis Shammai, the chicken is mutter. Why is the chicken mutter according to Beis Shammai, according to the way Rav Nachman learns? Because what does Rav Nachman maintain is the position of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the principle of Nolad and Muksa. So if he doesn't hold of the principle of Nolad and Muksa, I could change my mind on Yom Tov, shech the chicken, and hell of a, put a little spices on it, and good to go. Says the Gemara, you know why we're talking about the egg and not the chicken? Lo'diach ha'kaychen de Rebbe Shammai. To tell us the strength of Beis Shammai, that not only is the chicken mutter, but so is the egg is mutter, the shari. Why is the egg a bigger chiddush than the chicken?
Because
the chicken existed, the egg didn't exist. So what is more muksa?
Egg.
The egg. Because the egg is what's called? Nolad. And what did I define Nolad as yesterday? Super muksa, right? Super muksa. Good morning, North Woodmere. How could the chicken be muksa? Because the chicken is not set aside for eating. The chicken is set aside to rear eggs. So since the chicken is set aside to rear eggs, my mind is not on the chicken to eat it. You know why?
Because
I'm not supposed to eat it. I'm supposed to rear eggs. On Yom Tov, if I change my mind, chicken looks plump, juicy, delicious, I eat it. No. Beis Hillel says muksa. Beis Shammai says, I don't hold of muksa, eat the chicken.
Nowadays,
there's no reason to, because we have something called refrigeration, right? So back in the day, if you wanted something fresh...
You said you have a pen to mix coffee or whatever.
You could do that, yeah, why not?
It's not like, what's it called, like people will see it as like...
Marisai? Yeah. No, because even today, even if I mean, the pen's a bad example, because a pen is something called the klisha melachta le'isser, which means it's something that's vessel that's set aside, which means I'm allowed to use it, even for something, I mean, meaning even if I didn't set aside, I can. So it's not a great example. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. No, because anything that you could do before Yom Tov, you should do before Yom Tov. Right? So, I mean, you are, but nobody does. So, says the Gemara, V'liflog b'tarnigolus. So, no, why don't they have argument about chicken? You know why? Lodich ha'kocha de Beis Hillel. To tell us the strength of Beis Hillel. That even a chicken, you can't shech. Not only can you not eat the egg, but you can't eat the chicken. To tell us how machmir Beis Hillel is. Demuksa asiri. That even in a chicken is asir in muksa. So says the Gemara, there's a famous principle that rabbis are scared of, which is called Kayach de Hetera Adif. Right? What's harder to do, to give a kula or to give a chumra? You ask me a shaila, it's very easy for me to say you can't, right? I'm not taking any risk. But if I tell you it's permissible, I'm taking a risk. Right? You come over to me and says, could I do blank a blank? Nah, you can't. So therefore, maybe you'll say the reason why we talked about the egg and not the chicken, because we want to tell us that even Beis Shammai is going to make it, and the Gemara says, v'chitema, whenever you see v'chitema, that means we're giving an answer we're going to reject. It's called the halamin of v'chitema, you'll tell me, koach te hetera adif. The reason why we discuss the egg and not the chicken is because we want to tell you about the strength of the kula. Says the Gemara, why not just v'niflik b'tshravayu? Why doesn't the Gemara just tell us both? And say it like this, Tarnagolus omedes legadol beitzah. If the chicken set aside to raise eggs, he ubeitzasa, it and its egg, the chicken and the egg, Beis Shammai says, omrim teachel, Beis Shammai says, eat it, ubeis omrim lo teachel. Why don't you just bring both of them? So that can't be the reason. Okay, so the Gemara leaves it as akasha and shay. That's how we end the opinion of Rav Nachman. The opinion of Rav Nachman is the discussion in the Mishnah of the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Muksa. And that's how he leaves it. Okay, the Gemara brings another biur to explain Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Why does Beis Hillel in the Mishnah ban the egg? Says the Gemara, Ela Merab. You ready? Li'olam, really, we're talking about a tarnagonis ha'omedes la'achila. The chicken is set aside to eat. So then there's no muksa, right? Why is there no muksa? Because I have in mind the chicken. If it gets plump, I'm going to shecht it. So if it has an egg, it's called ochla de efras. It's just a separation of the chicken. It's another slice. So I eat it. So new tarnigol samedas lachila. So what are we dealing with? Why is the egg aser? Because what are we dealing with here? He gives it ukimta. It's over the yom tov shechal yosacher shabbos askinan. We're talking about shavuos, a 3-day yom tov, or back in the day, a 2-day yom tov, where there's shabbos followed by Sunday shavuos. And I can't have the egg on Sunday. You know why I can't have the egg on Sunday? Mishum hachana. Called Hachana de Rabba. What's Hachana? Preparation. that which I do on Shabbos for Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to have on Yom Tov to prevent hachanah. And the Gemara explains, V'kasavar Rabba, Rabba explains, kol beitza d'misyal de'idna, any egg that is born today, that comes out of the chicken today, me'es mol gamrula, it was completed when? Yesterday. So when was this egg formed? On Shabbos. When did it come out of the chicken? On Sunday. Chickens only lay eggs in the early part of the morning, apparently. You know where I learned that? Mr. Mark has like a chicken coop in his backyard, so he told me that. Again, whether that's true by all chickens, I don't know. But I don't know if this is scientifically correct, but nonetheless, he's saying there's a problem of achana because the chicken forms the egg on Shabbos and it comes out on Sunday. And therefore, Rabba Latame, and this is Rabba according to his Shita, the Amar Rabba, what does Rabba say? My Dechsiv, what's the implication of the Pasuk that it says by the Mon that came down on Friday, even for Shabbos? It says, Vayab Yom HaShishi Ve'echinu, and it came down on Friday, and they prepared Es Asher Yaviu, that which is brought. So it can't be that the Pasuk is talking about that you actually baked or cooked, right, because it says the Beferish in another Pasuk. But rather, what this Pasuk is telling us, that if the day before, you have to set aside what they're going to eat on Shabbos. For example, it says, from here I'm going to eat on Shabbos. Right? So therefore, what do you see from here? The principle that Rabbah has. You ready? Chol, the weekday, mechin l'Shabbos, is preparation for Shabbos. But v'chol, and chol mechin l'yomtev. And the weekday, you prepare for yomtev. On the flip side, v'ein yomtev mechin l'Shabbos, but you can't prepare on yomtev for Shabbos. Hold on. V'ein Shabbos mechin l'yomtev. And you can't prepare on Shabbos for yomtev. Because that's called Hachana de Rabba.
From the Pasuk that we also love, Lecha Mishnah?
That's something else, yeah.
From
the
Pasuk
from that piece, from the whole story of the Man, yeah. Yeah, but Lecha Mishnah is not a halach like Rabbi. You're asking, you can't learn two things from one thing. It's good kasha, not for now. Good kasha. Okay, so now, it comes out according to Rabba, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is aligning himself with Shitas Rabba. And Shitas Rabba is a problem of Achana. And the reason why I can't eat the egg on Yom Tov is because we're talking about a scenario in the Mishnah where Yom Tov is on Sunday. And therefore, the egg must have been formed on Shabbos. And we have a problem what's called Achana de Rabba. Hence the term, since it's Rabba, it's called Achana de Rabba. So I'm going to but if it comes out now, the Yom Tov be'alman, a standard Tuesday, let's say Yom Tov was on Tuesday, Tishteri, I should be able to eat the egg. That was Nolan. Why? Because when was the egg formed if it was came out on Tuesday? When was the egg formed?
Monday.
And there's nothing wrong with preparing on Monday for Yom Tov on Tuesday, because we said before, Mechin from Chol to Yom Tov. So nu, Amalei Abaye, Lemeata B'Yom Tov B'Yom Tishteri. So now the Gemara says something remarkable, wild. Gzeirim Mishum Yom Tov Acher HaShabbos. You know why you can't eat an egg that was formed on, that was came out on Tuesday, even though it's no problem? Because if you eat the egg on Tuesday, from a chicken that gave birth to an egg on Tuesday, I'm going to wind up eating an egg on Sunday from a chicken that gave birth on Sunday. So therefore, we ban all eggs that were developed, that came out on Yom Tov, because there may be the time that I have it on Sunday, and I might violate Achana. So it's a gzeira atu Achana. He's saying it's Daraisa. He's saying it's Daraisa.
I saw that, like, Beis Hillel holds that, like, something for you is an achana. Like, it's only you need to do it, like.
So that's maybe the next two answers. No, it got to be, but does achana have to be biyadayim or not? It's a good question, right? So that's, here it doesn't appear to be that way. So says the Gemara, Gzerim Mishum Yom Tov Acher HaShabbos. Okay? But Shabbos Dialma, right? What about a regular Shabbos? A chicken that gives birth to an egg, or lays an egg, right? What would the term be? Gives birth to the egg that comes out. The egg that was formed, not formed, because it was formed the day before. That was not created, because it was created the day before. An egg that is laid on Shabbos Yalma should also be Tishri, because when was it formed? When was it created? The day before, which is what? Friday, Erev Shabbos. So by Shabbos should be permissible. So it says the word, you know why you can't have it on any Shabbos, a chicken gives birth to an egg? Gzeira Mishum Shabbos Acha Yom Tov. It's a Gzeira Alts Shabbos after Yom Tov. So the reason why you can't have a chicken that was laid on Shabbos is because there may have been a Yom Tov before, and since Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos is no good, we make a Gzeira to all Shabbosim. We'll finish up with this last thing. Frekta Gemara Kasha Umi Gazrinan. Do we make such a Gzeira It's such a far thing. Umi gazrinan, ay vatanya. Didn't we learn in a brisa? Shoychet is a tarnagolus. Let's say you shechted a chicken, and inside the chicken umatzu babeitzim gurus, you found fully formed eggs. What's the halacha? Mutaris lech labiyamtiv. You're allowed to eat those eggs on yamtiv. Ay v'emisa. But if it's true that we make a gzera on the eggs, because the mutter ones, because of those that are aser, we should also make a gzera here. We should make a gzera on the eggs in the chicken that was shechted because of a chicken that was laid on yantif. So amalei, no, beitz and gruas bemei iman, eggs that were found in the womb of their mother, milsa de lo shchichi is something so unusual. And guess what? Milsa de lo shchichi lo gazru ba rabbanan. We don't make gzeras on that which is unusual. Give you an example. Like in the student handbook, if you look, it doesn't say you can't come naked to school. Why not? Because who's going to come naked to school? Who thinks of these things? So milsa d'lo shchicha, that which is unusual, we don't make zeres. What?
There are people,
but it's unusual. So therefore, there's a principle, milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazer ba'arabara. So therefore, if you shech the chicken and find an egg inside, that is such an unusual scenario, there's no gzera made on that particular case. Where do we make a gzera? We make a gzera on a chicken that laid an egg on Shabbos or on Yontif, because it may have come after Yontif. So again, we have a second answer now. Answer number one is that of Rav Nachman. The discussion Beisham Esil is over Muksa. Answer number two, it's a discussion over Achana Darabba. We're going to have two more answers tomorrow to explain the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zayin Zot Nishtar. Everybody have an amazing, wonderful day.